Hi, I'm Joe DeSalvo, and we're here at my house in Tribeca. How did I get so excited about cinematography and filmmaking? Well, my dad was a photographer, so I was always exposed to cameras and photography growing up. And one point when I was 10 years old, he broke his leg and he needed help in the darkroom. So I started helping him. From there, I thought this was really kind of cool. I learned how to like print pictures and develop pictures, so I thought, well, why don't I go out and try to take some pictures, you know? So he gave me one of his old cameras, and I started taking pictures. And I thought it was really great. You know, I started learning about light and composition, and it opened up the world in a whole new way. You start to look at things differently when you look at it through a frame, right? About what to exclude, what to include, et cetera, et cetera. Also, as a young, my dad would bring us to movies when I was a kid, so I was always interested in movies as well. I just watched movies, and my dad took us to a lot of the great movies of the 70s. I remember my father taking me to see The Godfather 2 when I was like 7 or 8 years old. And you can take a kid to see that movie, but my dad didn't care because despite the content, you know, he realized it was a great movie and all that stuff had an effect on me. So that was initially what got me interested in it. And then when I was 12 years old, I saw Star Wars and the world changed because the special effects were like nothing I had ever seen before. And I thought like, wow, I mean, this is amazing. You can create, not only can you capture and elements of real life and sort of preserve them in this sort of record, but you can create images that don't exist. And that was amazing to me. Most people I know go to therapy, and many of my friends have told me, Joe, go to therapy. And I do, and that's my garage. It's a lot cheaper than therapy, and on top of it, something comes out of it. At the end, I have something that I've created. And I think for me, I mean, I always feel the need to, I can't sit still. I have always been sort of an active person, and I feel the need every day to wake up and create something. You know, I want to do something, either accomplish something at the very least, or, you know, at the very best, create something. So in my spare time when I'm at my place upstate, I mean, I created this garage. This was before I got married and had a daughter and all. I created this workshop because I knew I had this love of cars. I mean, my life is really, in terms of my interests, it's film and cinematography, and then it is restoration and rebuilding and maybe ultimately some sort of bespoke designing or redesigning of cars, right? And I knew I needed to build a facility for this, so I did it upstate. I had the room to do it there. You can't do it in New York City. Although there were times before I had my place upstate, I'd be tinkering with a car in the streets of New York City, and that was kind of ridiculous back in my 20s. So I built this temple, and, you know, I go in there, and much to my wife's chagrin, I get lost in there for hours. I mean, it drives her crazy because many times she'll call me and she'll say, like, you know, when are you coming in? I say, oh, I'll be in 20 minutes. And then she's like, it's been 2 hours. And literally, and friends who have come and joined me who are also like-minded will attest to this, that once you get in there and you start working, time disappears. And, you know, it's like when you sit and edit a film, or you can do that if you're lighting a scene, you get lost in it. And I love getting lost in a world of creation.